So there are people moving freight across oceans, highways, and airports right now. And increasingly, the thing deciding exactly how that freight gets there, when it arrives, and what happens when something goes wrong is an AI, not a dispatcher with 20 years of experience, not a spreadsheet, an AI. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, and I want you to really sit with this one. There's a company called Project 44. You've probably never heard of it. Most people haven't. But here's what they're doing. They are tracking over 1.5 billion shipments every single year, across oceans, across air freight, across trucks rolling down highways at 2 a.m, and they're doing it with 7.3 trillion, trillion with a T, data points annually. That number is almost too big to be useful as a number. So let me translate it. Every time a container ship moves through a port, every time a truck's GPS pings a signal, every time a customs system logs a clearance, Project 44 is ingesting that, feeding it into machine learning models, and spitting out a prediction, here's when your shipment actually arrives, not the optimistic number the carrier gave you, the real one. Here's where it gets interesting. The reason this matters isn't just for logistics nerds, it's because bad ETAs cost real money. When a retailer doesn't know when their inventory is arriving, they overorder to be safe. That's buffer stock. That's cash sitting in a warehouse doing nothing. Or worse, they underorder and shelves go empty. Both outcomes are expensive. Project 44's pitch, and honestly, it's a pretty compelling one, is that better predictions mean leaner inventory, fewer emergency air freight shipments, and fewer of those panicked "where is my order" calls that cost customer service teams millions of dollars a year. And they're not just predicting anymore. They're recommending actions, the platform flags a delay, surfaces the risk, and suggests what to do about it. That's the shift from visibility to decision intelligence. And I think that shift is actually huge. Because knowing something is late is one thing, knowing what to do about it automatically before a human even opens their laptop, that's a different product entirely. Jet McCandless founded this company. He's a serial logistics entrepreneur, and he's built something that's now backed by Insight Partners, TPG, Goldman Sachs. This is not a scrappy side project. This is one of the most well-funded supply chain platforms on Earth. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the big visibility platforms, something else was happening quietly in the trucking world. And this one is a little more philosophical. Story number two, meet optimal dynamics. Trucking is one of the most operationally complex industries that most people never think about. You've got drivers with hours of service rules. You've got loads that cancel last minute. You've got weather. You've got regulatory constraints. You've got the constant question of, do I accept this load now or wait for a better one that might come in an hour? That last question, that's the one that makes or breaks a carrier's profitability. Optimal Dynamics is building an AI that answers that question continuously in real time. It uses something called stochastic optimization, which is a fancy way of saying it plans under uncertainty. It doesn't assume the world will behave the way you expect it to. It models all the ways things could go wrong and finds the best decision anyway. And if you're thinking, okay, but don't regular TMS systems do routing already? Yeah, they do. But most of them are deterministic. They assume fixed inputs and spit out a fixed plan. The problem is, trucking is not fixed. It's chaos with deadlines. Optimal Dynamics is built for the chaos version. The end goal here is something close to autonomous dispatching, not a dispatcher clicking through a system, an AI making the call on which driver gets which load, when to reposition a truck, when to say no to a tender. That's a lot of power to hand to an algorithm, and I think that's worth sitting with for a second. Because here's the honest tension in all of this. The technology is genuinely impressive. The efficiency gains are real. But the practitioners, the dispatchers, the planners, the people who've spent careers learning how to read a situation, They're watching this and asking a reasonable question, what happens to us? And the industry doesn't have a clean answer yet. Quick hits before we go. Next MV is building what might be the most interesting infrastructure play in this space, a developer-first optimization engine that lets any logistics tech team embed custom routing and dispatching logic without hiring a team of PhD mathematicians. Think of it like Stripe, but for route optimization decisions. Google and Microsoft are both quietly embedding AI into their logistics APIs and cloud platforms, which means the biggest TMS and visibility players are building on top of infrastructure that big tech controls. And someone on a logistics Slacks, and I love this, pointed out that half the companies selling AI control towers are basically just dashboards with a chatbot on top, which, fair. So here's the thread connecting all of today's stories. AI in logistics is real. The efficiency gains are real. The funding is real. But the honest practitioners will tell you, and this is the part that doesn't make the press releases, the technology is only as good as the data feeding it, the processes behind it, and the willingness of organizations to actually change how they work. An AI that predicts ETAs perfectly is useless if the carrier doesn't share accurate location data. An autonomous dispatcher is dangerous if no one understands why it made the decisions it made. The hype is ahead of the reality, but the reality is catching up fast. And the companies that figure out the messy human side of this, the data discipline, the change management, the trust, those are the ones that win. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.